Hi, this is Brent, the Climate Guru. Today we're going to discuss the emissions gap. What is it? Greenhouse gas emissions must be drastically cut further than we are doing to avoid the worst effects of temperature increase and climate change. But the promises made by countries to cut emissions fall far short of what's needed to keep the Earth from seeing temperature dangerously increase by the end of the century. That's the emissions gap. What promises were made to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, what failures there are, and what we need to do to keep those important commitments, to keep global warming from rising to certain dangerous points. At the 2015 Paris Climate Accords, almost all countries of the world made certain commitments to cut their country's greenhouse gas emissions, with the goal of limiting global warming, quote, well below 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, and use all efforts to limit warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade. 2 degrees centigrade is 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and 1.5 degrees centigrade is 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. These promises by countries are called the nationally determined contributions, and they were submitted by each country 5 years after the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. They were submitted by each country in 2020. And they're supposed to be resubmitted and updated every 5 years. The countries that submit them and sign on to the Paris Accords are legally bound to submit a plan every 5 years, but they're not legally bound to fulfill the promises in the plan. That's voluntary. Since the Industrial Revolution in the late 1700s, when we began to industrialize our economy in Europe and the United States, carbon emissions from human activity grew rapidly and began to increase the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere that covers the atmosphere like a blanket and prevents much heat from escaping into space. Since the Industrial Revolution, the Earth's average surface temperatures have increased about 1.1 degrees centigrade. And as we can see, we're not far from reaching the dangerous temperature increase of 1.5 degrees centigrade, which is one of the goals, important goals, set out in the Paris Accords. Temperature increases, when we talk about how the Earth has increased its temperature, they are global surface averages. And we know that the land has heated more than the oceans. The land temperature increases are presently about 1.6 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, when humans began to emit carbon in large amounts, and 0.9 degrees, just under 1 degree centigrade in the oceans. The oceans heat much less. In 2023, the United Nations Environmental Program took they call it the stock take during a broken records emission gap. And what they said was that the world is witnessing a disturbing acceleration in the number, speed, and scale of broken climate records. At the time of the writing, 86 days have been recorded with temperatures exceeding 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels this year. Since pre-industrial times, how much have carbon emissions risen? We measure them in parts per million compared to the parts of oxygen molecules. In pre-industrial times, the late 1700s, we know that there were about 280 parts per million in the atmosphere. We know this from ice cores that we pull up to look at those amounts. Today, we are at 425 parts per million, a very dangerous level that directly increases and blankets the atmosphere. It's the highest level of carbon in the atmosphere, 425 per million, than at any time in the last 2 million years. Carbon is the most prevalent of the greenhouse gases. We also have methane, which is natural gas. It's very pleasantly called natural gas, but it's methane, a dangerous carbon fuel, and nitrous oxide. And they are also at very high levels. So if we look at the level of carbon that we've emitted, let's say since around the year 1900, we can see on graphs that the year 1900, the world emitted about 3 gigatons of carbon. Gigaton is 1 billion tons. And if you look at from 1900 to throughout the 1900s to today, slowly increased per year, got up to 10 gigatons, 20, 30 gigatons. Today, we emit each year 52 gigatons of greenhouse gases. And that's globally for all human activity. If you add land use change, the burning of forests, clearing of forests, the amount goes up to 59 gigatons of CO2. So each year, we started at 3 gigatons a year around 1900, and now we're at 59 gigatons a year that the world collectively emits into the atmosphere. This is a very large amount. And the amount we can continue to emit into the atmosphere and use up what's called the carbon budget. How much more can we emit into the atmosphere over the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to stay below these levels? That's called the climate budget. From about 1850 to 2019, we emitted collectively in the world 2,400 gigatons from human activity. That's how much we emitted. 58% occurred between 1850 and 1989, and 42% just between 1990 and 2019. So a great deal just the last three decades. One of the things we also know is that carbon, when emitted into the atmosphere, remains there for hundreds, even thousands of years. And that's the combined collective contribution of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The United States and Western Europe industrialized early in the 1800s, and we were responsible, Western Europe, the United States, for most of the greenhouse gases that remain in the atmosphere from these more than 100 years of contributions. They remain and they very slowly dissipate. In today's world, the number one annual carbon emitter is China, which is should be no surprise. They're still building coal-fired electric generating plants, and they will continue to do that as they grow very rapidly. They contribute annually 33% of the carbon into the atmosphere every year. The United States contributes about 14% of all the carbon each year into the atmosphere from all of our activities. But what we have to keep in mind is the United States is only 4.5% of the world's population. So we have a very high level emissions of greenhouse gases considering the size of our population. So these nationally determined contributions are targets that each country makes with the idea and the plan that we collectively, as all the nations of the world, can reach our goals to reduce carbon and other greenhouse gases to keep the Earth from warming to these dangerous levels. So we know to keep the Earth from experiencing temperature increase of 1.5 degrees centigrade increase, we'd have to cut emissions by 50% by 2030 and net zero, have zero emissions compared to what's absorbed by the year 2050. So that's 50% cut by 2030 and zero by 2050 to keep temperatures increasing not beyond 1.5 degrees centigrade, which scientists tell us is a dangerous tipping point. So each year, the nations of the world are supposed to provide updates to keep pace in line with latest climate. Some countries have made a lot of progress on climate action since 2015, but even their commitments are insufficient. The promises made are insufficient if kept to meet the Paris goals, to meet the scale of reduced carbon emissions. In 2023, the United Nations Environmental Program issued the Climate Gap Report, which is what we're talking about today. And they said that global greenhouse gas emissions have increased 1.2% from 2021 to 2022. We're talking about annual amounts, and we'll reach, as we mentioned, annual increases globally of 54 gigatons of CO2. The United Nations Climate Gap Report said all sectors apart from transport have fully rebounded from the drop in emissions induced by the COVID pandemic and now exceed 2019 levels. There was a pause, a reduction in greenhouse gases, but all the other sectors, electric generation, industry, has increased and rebounded above levels that were reduced during COVID. The report said that globally, the plans that were submitted by the countries collectively, if kept, would more than double the amount of fossil fuels in the year 2030 than would be consistent with keeping the temperature goal of Paris Climate Accords 1.5 degrees Celsius and in no instance above 2 degrees Celsius. Studies in the journal Nature found that none of the major industrial countries are implementing the policies they had pledged. None of the countries met their pledges for emissions. Now, keep in mind, these are the pledges that were made, and the countries are falling short of their pledges. Now we're going to explore whether or not, if the pledges were kept, would that be sufficient to stay within the goals of the Paris Climate Accord by keeping temperatures from rising above those levels? If the pledges, if kept by the countries, which they are not, we'd reach warming of 2.1 degrees centigrade above the targets of Paris. If they were kept, they're not being kept. The current policies by countries who made those pledges, insufficient pledges, will bring global warming by the end of the century to about 2.7 degrees centigrade, almost 5 degrees Fahrenheit, a very high temperature increase. So this is the emissions gap, the amount that's needed to keep global temperature from rising based on the amount of greenhouse gas emissions each country makes and collectively, and the amount that needs to be made. This is the emissions gap. The United States also issues a climate report, but going back to the fourth national climate report, it was stated the current level of nationally determined contributions emissions, which are the promises made by countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, need to be roughly tripled. The United States government said the ambitions and the promises have to be tripled in reductions to keep it in line with limiting increase in temperatures to 2 degrees Celsius. And the commitments would have to be increased fivefold to reach the goal of not exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius. So we're far off. We want to keep temperatures from increasing above certain dangerous amounts when we reach tipping points, when natural systems in the Earth begin themselves to continue and contribute to global warming rather than reduce it. And the longer we wait to drastically reduce emissions, it will require faster and deeper cuts than we now face. Essentially, we have to leave 2/3 of all fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas in the ground to avoid a 2 degrees centigrade increase in temperatures. Thanks for tuning in to the Climate Guru podcast. Stay inspired, stay informed, and keep taking action for our planet's future. Until next time, and remember, together we can make a difference.